This is the Commodity Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report, February 19, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production rose slightly at 1.71 million tons, as we could be close to the bottom of this industrial cycle. WTI crude oil price rose to $79.19 a barrel on problems in the Middle East, but Chinese demand is declining. China is moving quickly to electric vehicles to reduce oil imports. U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 13.3 million barrels per day, the all-time record in all of American history. It has gone up a million barrels per day in the past year, making the U.S. the largest energy supplier to the world. This is great for high-paying U.S. jobs, corporate profits, and Wall Street stocks. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell to 497 on the continued great productivity per well. Scrap steel number one HMS price fell to $374 gross ton on slowing U.S. manufacturing. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $43 per hundredweight, which is $860 a ton on weak U.S. demand and good supply. Copper price rose to $3.82 a pound despite concerns about slow Chinese manufacturing. The rapid increase in Chinese electric vehicle production is supporting these copper prices. Aluminum price rose slightly to $1, which is $22.17 a metric ton on the same soft global demand. U.S. January manufacturing production decreased 0.9% versus last year, well below the 3.58% increase of the past 60 plus years. Higher interest rates are slowing the economy to bring inflation down. U.S. January retail sales increased 0.6% versus last year, which could be viewed as it fell if you include the 3.1% inflation. Building materials and gasoline were down as furniture and restaurants were up slightly. U.S. January housing starts fell 14.8% versus December to 1.33 million annualized. This was the largest fall in almost 4 years and below the level of the 1960s, 60 years ago, on higher interest rates and higher home prices. U of M February Consumer Sentiment Index rose to 79.6, a 2.5-year high on slowing inflation and expectations of a year-ahead economic improvement. Construction spending on manufacturing ending December 2023 skyrocketed in the past 2.5 years. It's literally tripled from the previous 10-year average, which is a very positive thing for jobs and the economy. This has been for electric vehicle production, semiconductors, equipment for infrastructure, military supplies, and more. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 44 points to 38,618, but it's still near the record high. Concerns over inflation remain, yet per my recent travels to South Korea, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, and Thailand, the economy in Asia is pretty good, which is good for us too. Roll-off truck parts for sale, roll-off trailer parts too. Galbraith, Galfab, American, Palfinger, Dragon, and more. You can get our rollers, pins, shivs, tarps, arms, roll-off straps, and more. We also have parts for Pioneer, Rollrite, Arrow, Donovan, US Tarp, and more. This report by Greg Brown is brought to you by Ben Lee, Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Crush Car Trailers, Luggage Trucks, and as we just said, Roll-Off Trailer Parts and Roll-Off Truck Parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.